The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our expert in the house who helped build this city for sure is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Meg. It's good to be back. So,
Tell me about Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I suspect right. You've built a few things in this
we
city.
We have built quite a few things in this city. And we enjoy doing it. We've been here for a long time. We're planning to be here for a long time to come. So just a little introduction. I'm Jonathan Cook. I'm the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I would say manager, but I have a lot of managers that work with me. So I don't manage it all. I don't want to take all the credit.
Isn't there an expression, the big boss?
I am.
You're the big boss.
Yes. But I'm only that way because I have so many other people that work with me and help me out. But we have a flooring store over on Palo Fox. So we do full flooring sales, retail sales. We import material directly, so we get good prices on it, and then, you know, retail it to the public. And we do installs, and then we have Jonathan's Construction does full house renovations and remodels, kitchen, bathrooms, flips, you know, investment properties, a lot of homeowner stuff, all the way down to just your honey-do list. You know, if you just have little stuff around your house you want to get done, and feel free to reach out to us, 850-332-5905, in case you don't get on the show today.
Okay. And that's the whole point, because this is the expert panel and we love it when you text in your questions. Jonathan really truly is an expert on flooring and construction. So if you're thinking about remodeling, you're in the middle of a project, you've got a question, you've got something on your mind, text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. He is here to answer your questions because
that's right.
He is the expert.
and this week we're starting our sale. So we're doing our 4th of July sale.
Right.
It's going to go through the whole month of July. It's on all of our American made products. So we're pretty happy about that. And there is such a stark difference that people don't realize from American made, from something from China or even, you know, Korea or anywhere else overseas.
Uh-huh.
And a part of it's the wear layer. You know, we always talk about wear layer.
And what does that mean?
So that's how much acrylic bead is put on the plank. So that's
so you're saying wear as in W-E-A-R?
Yes.
So
yes,
it came out layer. Wear layer.
Yeah, wear layer. So it's basically...
It was a little southern there, Jonathan.
It probably is. Probably is.
So the wear that's
right.
Hard to say.
Yes.
Wear layer.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so that's how much finish is put on the floor.
I gotcha
now. To stop it from getting scratched, worn out, you know, walk patterns, animal nails and things like that.
Right.
And usually that starts at a 0.5 millimeter to a 20 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Our American-made products actually come with a 30 millimeter.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty good. Now, some of our American-made products come with a 20 millimeter, which was the highest for a long time. But now we have American-made products that come with a 30 millimeter, and it's the only product we have with a 30 millimeter. So I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize, that some of our American-made products are, you know, much better quality. And so that's one of the reasons why we've started pushing into selling some of that too.
That's excellent. So if you've got a question for Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, text it in 850-437-1620 and he will be happy to answer those questions. So are you doing things special again for the 4th?
Other than our sale, so there are American made sale. I don't know, we might take the day off that day. We might close the store and be off that day.
Oh, okay.
So, but no, nothing really. Honestly, if I get a day off, I'm just happy to relax. Just have a day off and relax with the kids, barbecue,
yep.
Maybe shoot off some fireworks or go downtown and watch some fireworks.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
Pretty much what my 4th of July would be every year.
Okay.
Pretty much the same thing.
So this week, then, you'll be open through Thursday.
We'll be open through Thursday, yep.
And then are you open Saturdays?
We're open Saturdays,
okay.
9 to 5. And we get quite a few people come in on Saturdays, shop on the weekends. And then, you know, our store is open anytime by appointment. So, like,
oh, if, really? If, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And so we don't really go around advertising it, but sometimes we'll have people call and be like, hey, I don't get off work till 5 o'clock. And if you call me and tell me so, then I'll meet you there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'll meet you there when you get off. it's not something we do a lot of, but you'd be surprised. Some people were, you know, want to get in during the week or want to pick something out, and some people don't get off work till 5 or 6 o'clock. So we're always been in there and let them in. But then Saturday all day Saturday.
No, that sounds great. And you do consultations with folks, and they can either set that up to have you come out and visit them or come in and talk to you.
That's right. Yep. And so we do consultations and free estimates, and that's on anything remodeling, kitchen, bathroom remodels, flooring, obviously, exterior siding, doors and windows. I mean, we're full state licensed building contractors. So there's really nothing with a house that we can't handle. Now, when it comes to like the mechanical and things like that, like say power, plumbing, AC, those items we sub out to other contractors. We're allowed to contract them and take them, but then we have to hire, you know, someone to do the mechanicals to come in and do that. So we have a staff of people that handle all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's great. And I know you've mentioned before that you have a staff that does the specialties now.
That's right. Yeah, we do. And so we do a lot of flips and a lot of investment properties. And actually, we just finished one up that's one of ours, and we just put it on the market for sale. So if anybody's looking for a affordable home that's remodeled properly and nicely and still in a good price point, we have a house for sale for $250,000, which is a very affordable price point and fully renovated, fully remodeled. And I'd be happy for anybody to go look at it and just see what it looks like. I think people would be pretty happy with it.
Where's the location?
So it's on Paulding, down off Gulf Beach Highway, but it's 508 Paulding.
Nice.
And you can just look it up. It's listed with a realtor. But if anybody's curious what our work looks like, then go take a tour of it and check it out.
That sounds great. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So we do have a text that came in, and it says, do y'all do patio work? Do you all do patio work, dock work, or porch awnings?
Yeah, so we do anything wood, you know, wood.
Oh, okay.
And so what I'm getting at there is we don't usually lay pavers. Like some people would do like a paver patio, but any sort of decks, like framing up and, you know, building and installing decks and awnings and things like that we do. As far as boat docks, we've done a couple, but usually the ones that we've done have been like redecking. So they already have a boat dock, and because we don't do marine construction. So
gotcha.
If it's like setting the pilings, then that's something we wouldn't do. But if you already have a boat dock and you just want to redeck it, then we would take the deck up and redeck it for sure.
Oh, good. Okay. That's good to know. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. And I'm guessing because you've done so many of the older homes, and those are primarily wood porches.
Right.
And when so you have wood rot, you have other things going on.
You do. And even with a lot of your remodels, you'll see people want to add a deck to the backyard, barbecue, and especially in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's always nice to be outside, you know. I mean, it gets pretty hot in the summertime, but we still have the fall. So we don't have a long winter. That we have to stay inside, like if you were up north, you know. So outdoor space is pretty important.
Well, that's when you need the cabana. You need that cover over
right,
your porch
you
or your backyard. Exactly.
Yes.
The awning helps.
And then we would add those to it. We do them. So we build wood ones, or we can do an aluminum awning too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we have quite a few different options on it, and different colors with the aluminum.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much used to do white.
I was going to say, I didn't know that aluminum had different colors.
Right, but now you're seeing people are doing black,
really?
Even though it does kind of get hot under it, but it's really trendy color right now, or brown. So so we do a lot of aluminum awnings too.
Interesting. So what about on the exteriors? I'm just thinking out loud about windows and all the framing and that kind of thing, because it is so moist. We've had so much rain this spring.
Right.
Are you seeing that affecting some of the properties?
In some ways we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I'm really seeing affect it more than anything is water underneath the houses.
When
it rains and if the ground can't absorb it fast enough and water gets underneath the house and it sits there and it builds moisture.
Right.
And that moisture will get on your subfloors and rot out your subfloors. And some of that's a combination of just, like you said, we've had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Also the heat, the humidity. And then just the combination of how much building we've done in our city. We've done, every time we build a house, there's trees that are being cut down that's not absorbing water.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people realize how much those trees help out and absorb and take up that water flow from rain.
You're right, because I don't remember seeing this much flooding, and I wasn't sure if it's because of the construction or because of
It's because of how much we've built.
The extra rain,
yeah, it's
too.
Because of how much we've built. And we're seeing a lot of county programs where they're doing, you know, water you know, runoffs and mm-hmm. And things like that, you know, extra county drainage. I mean, they're working and putting it in, but I've seen that to be more of a problem than anything.
Interesting.
So some of the things you can do is make sure you have a good moisture barrier under your house. So you just want a good moisture barrier on the ground that stops the moisture from getting out of the ground onto your wood. And the most important thing is good ventilation around the outside of the house if it's an off-grade house, mm-hmm. because when that air blows through from one side to the other, that's what's drying the foundation out.
Right.
So if you don't have good vents, or your vents are clogged up, or you got grass or bushes, you know, blocking them, mm-hmm. When that may not have been a big deal 10 years ago, it's a big deal now. That's becoming a much bigger deal. So when I go to a house, if it has no skirting at all, mm-hmm. or it has good ventilation, usually we don't have much of a problem with the subfloors. Most of everyone we have a problem with, it's usually no ventilation around the outside of the house.
And you know what's funny about that? Because I think about that and I see houses that have this real pretty, looks like they've put edging on it, they've put something, and they're actually blocking the ventilation
They're blocking it, yeah.
And they do it for the cosmetic look of it.
Right.
But that's a no-no.
And because it wasn't such a big deal 10 or 20 years ago.
Right.
We didn't have such a big problem with, mm-hmm. you know, water standing under houses. It would dry out easier. So a lot of people just aren't even, you know, up to date on that, or just not sure about it, you know.
Right.
And when you bring it to most people's attention, they're like, yeah, that makes sense. You mm-hmm. know, that air blowing through is what dries my foundation, dries out the ground. As much as Mother Nature gives us all this water, it also takes care of it if it can get to it and dry it out and clean it up. So,
well, that makes perfect sense. So if you've got a question for Jonathan, text it in at 850-437-1620. So right now we're kind of watching this thing in the Gulf. Everybody's pretending like it's not there, but there's this little thing in the Gulf that may come our way in the next week or so. So do you have any tips then for homeowners? Are there things that you could offer that people could do to prepare a little bit better that you may have seen as you've come around after a storm and you go, that was preventable, and you feel bad for the homeowner because they could have avoided that problem?
Well, so a lot of things that, you know, of course, all your obvious stuff, like getting some gas and water and generator mm-hmm. and things like that ahead of time. Depending on your doors and windows on mm-hmm. your house, you know, after Hurricane Sally, a lot of those codes have been changed where people are putting high impact glass in now, and that will stand up. A good high impact glass will stand up like having a hurricane shutter on your house without having to put it up.
Right.
Same way with the doors, because one of your biggest problems with storms is water intrusion, whether it gets in through the doors, the windows, the roof blows off. Water can do more damage to a house than anything else, because you can get mildew, mold, you know, ruin the sheetrock, the insulation. So that water prevention is a big thing. Another tip I tell people is to attach your fence to the house, even if you just use like a little L bracket and screw it into the fence and screw it into the house,
uh-huh.
because a lot of insurance companies, once the fence is attached to the house, it becomes part of the house, part of the structure, and it's covered under the insurance.
Oh my God, no kidding. I didn't know that.
And
that
if
is
it's
a
not
great
attached
tip.
To the house, you have to have, you know, other structures insurance on your policy, which most people do, mm-hmm. but some people don't.
So that's an easy thing,
it's a very easy thing.
Inexpensive.
Yes, anything attached to the house is covered under that homeowner's policy, whether that be a deck or, like we were talking about, an awning mm-hmm. or a fence. Anything attached to the house becomes covered under that homeowner policy.
Wow.
And it can really save you sometimes.
And a lot of money, for
it can.
Sure.
It can save you a lot of money. And trust me, if the insurance companies don't have to pay for it, they're not going to pay for
it. No, they're always looking for, no offense, but they're always looking for the loopholes.
I mean, they're a business, they're a full profit business looking to make money. So,
well, and especially the water intrusion issue, whether it's flooding or water, they start getting real nitpicky about that.
Yes, so, and it's very important to call a contractor and get an estimate sometimes before you settle an insurance claim, because there's a lot of items, like we're saying, just for instance, insulation. Mm-hmm. Some adjusters will come out and they're paid to fix your ceiling or pay to paint it back. Fix a sheetrock on it, but then they won't pay for the insulation above it, which clearly, if the ceiling's water damaged, the insulation got wet, it needs to come out and be replaced
too.
I've seen so many things like that over the years of little things that adjusters don't put on there unless mm-hmm. you ask for. So sometimes it's worth just getting a quote from a contractor to put it back together, and that way when the adjuster comes, you can be like, hey, this is the quote I got. And I would say just even keep the quote and don't give it to them and see what they come back with first. You know,
right.
if they come back with a higher amount, then you're good. Mm-hmm. But if they come back with some low amount, you can say, hey, all these things need to be done, and this is the quote I have for it. And we do them.
Oh, no, that's great. Thank you, Jonathan. Those are great tips. Okay, we got a couple of texts that have come in. So here's one from one of our listeners. Looking for suggestions on inside flooring for a room coming in from our pool area. Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is. So obviously, your obvious things there are ceramic tile or porcelain tile, because they even worse, see travertine even put outside around the pools. But if you do any sort of porcelain or ceramic tile, you want to make sure you have something with a good texture to it, so that you don't slip on it, especially coming out of the pool. You think your feet are going to be wet, so it'd be much slipperier.
Mm-hmm.
Or a good waterproof vinyl plank would be good. Again, if you even went that route, I would get a vinyl plank with a texture, mm-hmm. a textured floor. Anytime I'm doing a patio, sunroom, coming out of the pool, I'm always looking at the texture of the floor. I want something that will grip your feet as
you
come
through.
So you don't slip and fall on
mm-hmm.
it. Which is like one of the things about travertine. See, I love travertine around pools, but there's only a few travertines you can get that have texture to them. Most of them are polished out. Smooth.
So is that a type of floor travertine?
Right. Yes.
Okay,
type of stone.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's type of stone. So uh-huh. like when you do ceramic, you have ceramic tile, porcelain, and then you have travertine, which is a natural stone.
Oh, okay.
So like ceramic and porcelain are man-made,
mm-hmm.
And travertine is natural. So definitely looking for something with a texture, but I would say any sort of hard surface tile, travertine, porcelain, or vinyl plank would be your first options. I would try to stay away, obviously, from carpet or any kind of wood. Wood's not good if it gets wet or any sort of moisture to it, you know, so I would probably stay away from them options.
Some of the tiles would be too slick, probably, right?
Right, it would be.
Unless it was textured, like you said.
Unless it was textured. So I would say the texture is one of the most important things,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you have guests come over and things like that, or if you have a pool, most likely you're gonna have like a pool party at some point.
Sure.
And people that aren't used to living there every day going in and out of the door, you don't want them to slip on it.
Right. Okay. So if someone wanted to have you come out and take a look at their pool and see that that entryway, how would they get in touch with you?
So they would just call our store, 850-332-5905. Or you can stop by and just see us and say, hey, we're at 9320 North Palafox. Or look us up on Facebook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You can look our website up, jonathansflooring.com. We're all around town. You can just stop one of our guys, see one of our trucks, and stop one of our guys. We're not too hard to find.
And as you can hear, Jonathan is very knowledgeable about construction and flooring. So if you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. Got another one for you. It says, we need a major renovation on a beach house where termites got in behind, and it looks like it says ELFS, but I don't think that's right. It's got in behind the EIFS.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is? Okay, I don't know what that is. Is that the kind of project that you can quote us on?
Yeah, most definitely. We're actually doing a couple termite jobs this week right now. So we're doing one out in Pace, so we had to take the garage door out. And I just posted something on Facebook about it, but doing termite damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then anytime you're out there in Pensacola Beach, you got to deal with the Island Authority on top of Santa Rosa County Building Department,
right?
To make sure that you're staying up to date with all the requirements of doing it. And so, depending on how serious it is, you know, we would have to permit it and get it inspected, or if it's something minor, we wouldn't have to. But it's something we would definitely come out and take a look at. Now, I will tell you, with termite damage, sometimes it's hard to get an exact price on it. We try to, but sometimes we don't know how much damage there is until we open it up.
I was going
to
say, once you get in there and you see how extensive it is.
And I have seen some before that we didn't take. So I had a beach house out there that was on pylons,
mm-hmm.
and the main structure, seal band that went around the bottom of it was termite eaten up.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, you know, it's probably bigger than we can take on, because you need some way to support that house to pull it out.
Right.
So it's something that can get very costly if you let it go.
That sounds a little catastrophic.
Yes. Yes. In that case, that should have been addressed many years before then. So it's something I wouldn't let go.
So what do you recommend? Regular inspections, or is it something, are there signs that you can see? Because I know sometimes they get in there and you don't even know they're in there.
Right, right. And so that's the problem, is that once you actually see termites,
mm-hmm.
then usually they've eaten everything in the wall up.
Gosh.
When termites get into the wall, you're not seeing them for
mm-hmm.
a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to a house and like the baseboards are eating up the window seals, I can see trails on the walls. I'm like, they've been in there for a while. They've eaten a lot of that, house up. So, but yeah, you can definitely, I would say pest control company is the most important thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
just having them spray regularly or getting a termite bond or checking. And then just, you know, look, I guess you could say, you know, look for signs. Sometimes you're seeing them up in the corners of the wall or the
mm-hmm.
ceiling. You see little like dirt nest made
mm-hmm.
or shavings. So like, you know, when we have rotted wood, is much different than termite damage, because like rotted wood will just decay and rot.
Mm-hmm.
But termites will leave little shavings. So
like
little
sort of
sawdust shavings,
in.
Yes, where they've been
wow.
eating on it. And so if you see them little sawdust shavings, like in your windowsills, on the top of your baseboards, or little dirt nest in your corners of your ceiling or or walls, then that's definitely when I would call probably even maybe a termite company or a pest control company, have them come check it and see, you know, if they think it is termites, and then call us behind that to come in there and tear it out and fix it. But treating it is a most important thing. Termites come out of the ground. Mm-hmm. So they start in the ground. So most beach houses are usually up on pilings.
Right.
And you don't have as much termite problem. When you have termites coming up into the beach house, usually it's from some sort of water intrusion. Mm. Termites like it dark and damp and wet. So when you have a water leak, that's what really invites them in.
Interesting.
And so that's what I was talking about, even like with the hurricanes, with water intrusion. Water intrusion is probably the most damaging thing to a house, whether that be from a hurricane or just a leaky pipe, or you'd be surprised how many houses just the AC unit will back up.
That's true.
Just from the coils not being cleaned or not changing the filter out, you know, soon enough.
Well, and we have one of our experts is one of the AC companies, talks about always getting the vinegar in your drain.
Yes.
Doing that on a regular basis.
Because if it sits there and clogs up, then that little bit of water that comes off that AC unit can do more damage than many more things.
Wow. You know? Okay. Some
it
great,
can be very damaging.
Great questions coming in, but you can do the repairs if necessary.
We can.
Something
we
like
can.
That.
And if it's something we can't do, most time we're trying to refer you to somebody that we think, you know, would be a good starting point, or somebody that we think could handle it. And then you have to talk to them about it. But majority of the stuff we can take care of.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you have a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. So this is the 4th of July week, and you mentioned at the beginning of the program, you've got some things going on at the store. So let's
we
talk
do.
About that again in case somebody just joined us.
Right, so we do. So we have an American-made product sale. So it's going to be all of our American-made products. And so I was saying earlier that it's not just about buying American and supporting our local, you know, factories here and businesses here, but also you get a superior product. So there is something to be said for American-made products. I was saying earlier about the wear layer. So usually it's a 0.5 to a 20 millimeter, and not all, but some of our American-made products have 30 millimeter. Also, the variation in the pattern. So most of your overseas floorings, when we get it, and people don't realize this, but when you see the variation in the pattern, we have anywhere between 6 and 8 boards. So that's 6 and 8 designs. So if you take all the flooring out of all the box and lay it out, there's only 6 different designs of
really?
Flooring.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And then you just mix that up as you go. You know, it really just comes mixed up. We just lay it as we go. So most of our American-made products have 30.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's a big difference. And the reason why is because when they're trying to make it as cheap as possible, they just want 6 designs and they print it off and that's it, you know. And our American companies will go a little bit further and they will make 30 designs. So it really becomes looking more like a natural floor because if you had a real natural wood floor, you're not going to see the same pattern repeated.
Right.
Everyone's going to be different.
That's right.
So that's the reason why they go that extra distance to do 30 different patterns. So that it looks more natural when you walk in, it looks better quality. So when you start looking at things like that and the wear layer and the thickness of it and the pad that's attached to it, and in most cases, our American products are much better products.
Okay. Well, we're going to be celebrating that this week at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I got one more question. We got about a minute to answer it. So let's squeeze it. I know. Okay. What is the best, most trending sheetrock texture right now? I would like to get my ceilings redone.
Okay.
So you got about 30 seconds.
Okay. I got it. So smallest textures possible. Usually if you're redoing your ceilings, you don't want to go smooth because it's going to show every imperfection in it, but you don't want textures a thing of the past. Most of the time we're doing orange peel and lemon peel now, which is a very small texture. It's pretty much what's on your walls, and we're staying away from the popcorn, knockdown, Spanish lace for the most part. I mean, some people are still doing that, but small texture, orange peel, or if your sheetrock guys are really good, ask them to do lemon peel. I think that's even nicer.
Okay.
It's a little harder to do, but nicer. If you got a good crew, then ask them to do lemon peel.
So clearly Jonathan's the expert. How do they get in touch with you?
All right, so you can give our store a call at 850-332-5905. Or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or stop by our store and see us, 9320 North Palafox Street.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan.
All right. See you next week.